Vinton County on the Air, Episode 14, January 10th, 2014. Hello there, and welcome into episode 14 of Vinton County on the Air, the local audio radio program. Local audio radio. Does that really make sense? The local online program. How about this? Welcome into episode 14 of Vinton County on the Air, the online local audio program highlighting news and information about the people and events in Vinton County, Ohio. As I mentioned, we're recording this on the 10th day, Friday, January the 2014. So, hope you're having a great day wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, whatever the day or night, whatever the location. We're happy and very pleased that you're listening. As I prepared for the show, I thought, what's been on our minds here in Vinton County for the last week or so? Oh, would you not think it's been the weather? Yep, last Friday and, I guess last Thursday and Friday, we had weather that was significant enough that the kids didn't go back to school. Ball games and activities were canceled on Friday. Saturday, things kind of straightened up over the weekend. Made it to church on Sunday, and then the weather moved in again. And the polar vertex, which I had never heard of before, kicked in. And after a little snow around here, Sunday night into Monday, temperature plunged into the single digits. And by Tuesday morning, we woke up to lows below zero. To the north of here, it was much below zero. School was canceled Monday and Tuesday and delayed on Wednesday. And finally, yesterday on Thursday, the school system got in a full day. And then last night, as I was at the Lady Vikes game doing the PA, came out to find more snow. And I thought maybe today would be in jeopardy, but that was not the case. Kids are in school for the second full day in a row, 2014. So we're well underway. There was a time, as I was thinking about this, the January weather really shut us down around Vinton County. You think back to, if you can, winters of 77, 78, 78, 79, which were my junior and senior years in high school, during which most of the January we didn't go to school, it seemed like. And that wasn't just Vinton County. It was much of southeastern Ohio. So much so that we didn't have semester exams for the end of the first semester, beginning of second semester, and which at the time seemed great to me, but it didn't do much for my test-taking ability in college. I do remember that. So anyway, Vinton County is 7 days back to school on the calendar, and we've already used 4 calamity days, and I think there are 5 days provided this year. They keep changing, and I know, talk to my educator friends, and then sometimes they don't even remember what they've got this year. But I think it's this year, 5 days, calamity days provided. Then there are 3 additional ones, which the school system can sort of earn through blizzard packs and something like that before they're all made up. And it looks as if the next 7 days or so, we may be experiencing a downright tropical heat wave for a while. You look out a little bit further than that, however, and there seems to be another deep freeze lining up for us. We'll get to it. And here's where you want to insert the grumpy old man alert, for me anyway. And I want you to decide whether or not I've got a legitimate beef or whether this is something where Bruce has just gone chugging around the corner as a grumpy old man, which I said I'd never become, but I have become, at least according to my family at times. While I was thinking about this, those of you who are friends on Facebook with me personally may have already seen my rants about this. I expressed my displeasure with the way in which our county is treated by the National Weather Service, and even more so by some of the Columbus weather forecasters. Specifically, Vinton County is covered, if you will, by the Charleston, West Virginia office of the National Weather Service. Whereas some of the counties to our west and north, the direction from which most of our weather arrives, is covered by the Wilmington, Ohio office of the National Weather Service. So leads up to weather maps, advisories, watches, warnings, and forecasts, which cover the counties to our west, but stop without any mention of Vinton County. So you've got this map, if you will, outlining all the counties. The weather is painted on there for, you know, Ross County, Pickaway County, and so forth. And then it just shows the outlines of Vinton County, but there's no weather on it. So I always find that kind of disconcerting. And it seems like, to add kind of to make it even worse, Wilmington always gets out with their warnings and watches and so forth first. So you've always got this, okay, the weather is going to track from Cincinnati up 71 into Fayette, which is Washington Courthouse, and then Ross County, and boom, it just kind of falls off the map. So that kind of bothers me. And then the talking weather heads in Columbus seem to just disregard this. They don't address it. It's just left out there. And if they post weather maps that completely have it left off, and that's what I posted on my personal Facebook page. You see that. And some of those maps, you know, this is a whole nother thing, but some of those maps don't even show the correct shape of most of the counties in southeastern Ohio, or they just disregard them completely. So let me know if that bothers you, or if just me being the grumpy old man. Football was also on our mind this past week, particularly if you're from this portion of the state of Ohio, from Vinton County, and you have an affiliation with the Bengals. I know some of us in Vinton County follow the, you know, other football teams, including the Browns, maybe Pittsburgh, although very few Pittsburgh fans, I think. Anyway, last Friday night, many of us watched OSU go down to defeat again as they played the Clemson Kitty Cats in the Orange Bowl. Bad news was OSU lost. Good news was no Clemson player was punched by any coaches from OSU. So that was about all you could say for that. And then on Sunday, as I already mentioned, the Bengals, we watched as they went down and lost in their first time this year at home in the first playoff game. And I really don't know what's worse, to be a Cleveland fan and know you won't make the playoffs, or to be a Bengals fan and know you will not know whether you'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs the past 3 years, and seems like they get kicked out pretty fast. Anyway, different kind of time around the county this past week. Another thing that we had, the Vinton County High School Athletic Hall of Fame has announced their inductees for 2014. And this year's class includes a good friend of mine, Jeremy Ward from 1996, Christy Hayes Newman from 2002, Dut Guthrie from 2008, and Jake Coleman from 1967. And I want to mention congratulations to them. The induction ceremony will take place, though. This is a change we wanted to kind of mention. Induction ceremony will take place on Saturday, February 1st, prior to the start of the boys' varsity basketball game against Trimble. And you'll see on some of the earlier release schedules, it will show Hall of Fame night as being a different date. And that's all out the window, as many times it is, because of the weather. And also, I wanted to mention that the MacArthur Fire Association's bingo has, you know, they take the hiatus over the holidays. They're going to kick it back in gear, but in doing so, they're going to move them to Tuesday night. So on Tuesday, February the 4th, they will reignite, if you will, for the fire department, how apropos, their bingo at the firehouse. The times are the same, but it's just moving from Monday night till Tuesday night. So that is what's been going on in Vinton County. And the remainder of our episode, we have with us a special guest, your friend and mine, the coach, the broadcaster, the probate and juvenile court judge, Mr. Bob Grillo, who's going to talk with us about the youth basketball program here. But before we do that, we want to mention things that are upcoming in our calendar events. And before that, even, we want to continue to encourage you to contribute subscribe, and share. Give us any information that you'd like to have included on our episode of Vinton County on the Air. Do so by sending it to VintonCountyOnTheAir@gmail.com. You can also call us at our voicemail number, 740-569-3254, and you can post on Facebook as well. Subscribing to the show, do so through iPads, iPods, and iPhones with iTunes. Guess that makes sense. Do so online at Stitcher, and you can do so by email at dbkmediaservices.com. And then also, if you could just share out our posts on Facebook, it would mean a lot to me, particularly the episode posts. You know, throughout the week, there are calendar posts, which in events coming up, it will post about 15 minutes earlier than the event so that you can see that, you know, something's going on, a ball game or something like that. But what I really need help with is the post after I, you've obviously seen one if you've been clicking on this, but after I post an episode saying it's out there, it's available, if you could share that particular one out, that would really mean a lot to me. And so that's the first part of episode 14 of Vinton County on the Air. Let's go now to our calendar of events. And a lot of you will remember that as being the Tonight Show theme. We could talk about that all day if we wanted to. Big change coming there as Jimmy Fallon takes over for Jay Leno. And I thought the other day, you know, there's a whole group of people, generation, I guess you could say, that don't even know who Johnny Carson was anymore. It's kind of fallen off the deep end, if you will. And so they think of Tonight Show, they think of Jay Leno, whereas many of us, there's probably some out there that think of Jack Parr. This is before my time. I think of Johnny Carson, and I always think of it as being in the in L.A., going to move hosts and geographical locations back to the original spot back in New York City. Anyway, to our calendar of events for the week beginning Friday, January the 10th, 2014. Of course, all these are subject to the weather cooperating, which it hasn't in the past week. So much of what we said last week went by the wayside. Some things have been jumbled around and moved around, and we'll try to keep you apprised of that. But beginning this evening, January the 10th, we have at 5 p.m. the VFW MacArthur Post 5299 is holding a fish fry that begins at 5 p.m., goes to 6, and it's all you can eat. The meal includes side dishes, dessert, and drink for $7.50. Children under 12 will receive their meals for half price. We also have Vinton County Boys Basketball as we host the Wellston Golden Rockets at Vinton County High School. Freshman game gets underway at 5 p.m. We'll see you there. Tomorrow is a big day of basketball. You can really get your fill if you would like to do so, as you can park your keister at Vinton County High School beginning at 1 p.m. in the gym, and you can sit there through five games. The Zane Trace Pioneers are coming, and they're going to be there to start the games. And this is what I understand at this point. Don't have confirmed, but I was talking to Matt Combs earlier, and originally it was freshman boys at 1 o'clock, to be followed by JV boys, JV girls, varsity girls, and varsity boys at the very end of the day. So you could very easily be there a little bit before 1 p.m. and watch five games of basketball. If you're inclined to do so, you're a better man than I am. I'll be there to announce for two of the games, but I thought doing five in a row would be a little bit. And of course, we got the three games tonight, so that would be eight games. But there are some people that really, really enjoy it, and if so, hope to see you there. Sunday, only thing on the calendar we have is Awana at Grace Baptist Church beginning at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Then we get back into the week at Monday, January the 13th. The Vinton County Commissioners hold their meeting at 10 a.m. The Friends of Lake Alma meeting gets underway at 6 p.m. That is going to happen, and that does happen, I should say, every second Monday of each month. They will meet at the Parks Service Center, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and there is a Vinton County girls basketball game at Vinton County High School, and we host the Wellston Lady Rockets, beginning with the JV game at 6, followed by the varsity game. Next week, by the way, is a full week of basketball as well, so this should be great time if you really like basketball. On Tuesday, January the 14th, we have the St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry in New Plymouth at 1:30. We have the Herbert Westcope Memorial Library Board meeting at 4 to 6 p.m., and we have Vikings basketball at 5 as River Valley Raiders come to town, take on the freshman, JV, and varsity games, varsity teams, rather. A freshman game gets underway at 5 p.m. Wednesday, January the 15th, we have the St. Francis Mobile Food Pantry, and that's going to be in MacArthur at 404 B West South Street, and that begins at 8:30 to 9:30. Also have the MacArthur Village Council that evening having their regular monthly meeting on the third Wednesday of each month in the Village Hall. The Vinton County Middle School boys basketball team is at home, and they are playing the Jackson Ironmen. On Thursday, January the 16th, middle school boys basketball is at home as they as the Athens Bulldogs come to town and take them on. We have an all-day wrestling tournament. That's the Logan Warren Tri Tournament. That's at Logan. I do not have the times on that. As usual, we have the St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry being in Wilkesville at 9:30 and Zaleski at 1:30, and then girls basketball at Athens. They're going to play the Lady Bulldogs, who are really, really tough this year. Saw them in when they played here. And they will travel with the JV game getting underway at 6 p.m. at Athens High School on Thursday, January the 16th. That takes us to Friday, January the 17th. Of course, we'll be back with you, but kind of giving you an idea of what's going on. We have that Friday night, Vinton County boys basketball versus Nelsonville, but at Vinton County. So we've already played them, and I think that might have been a change from the original schedule. I think we had to move back and forth, switch ends originally or something like that. But the Nelsonville York Buckeyes travel to Vinton County again at 5 p.m. is when the freshman game takes place. And then next week on January the 18th, again, we have an all-day wrestling tournament. And I'm probably butchering this, but it's the John Deno, D-E-N-O Invitational at Athens High School. And don't have times for that, but I do have time for the for the Vinton County boys basketball as we take on the Alexander Spartans at Vinton County High School. That is going to take place at 5 p.m. with the freshman game getting underway to be followed by the JV and the varsity games. So those are the items that are on our calendar. Do want to mention that the Sheriff's Office Citizens Academy is going to take place beginning on January the 13th. Initially left that off of the calendar of events, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. Runs for several weeks, covering several different topics. If you're interested, you should contact Lottie Ferris at the Sheriff's Office, 740-596-5242. And so that is the calendar events for this week, beginning January the 10th, 2014. Our guest today on Vinton County on the Air, I've had the Honorable Newton Robert Grillo on Vinton County on the Air with us before, probably around episode 5, Bob, I think, and we discussed your long and storied career behind the broadcast mic. which you continue into basketball season. So welcome back, Bob Grillo. Bob, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I even listened to you last night as I was sitting there doing the PA announcing at the Lady Vikes game against the Lady Marauders. And if you've ever attended the Lady games, you know that there are times it's rather quiet in the gym. Last night was one of those nights. Lady Vikes are putting it to the Lady Marauders, and the crowd really wasn't into it. And so as I was sitting there, I heard my colleague down the bench here, Mr. Grillo, describing the action for the radio audience, Bob. So even without a radio and some 15 feet or so from you, I heard you last night. Great job, no, as always.
I appreciate that, Bruce. We need to get our listening audience up to 10, so you might have been our 10th person, so that's good.
I always enjoy making faces with you. But the thing is, Bob, before we get into our topic here today, I got to figure out how you do it. You walk in the gym just before you go on the air. Your equipment's all set up for you, and I'm there setting my equipment up before the first game by myself up under the bench and everything. Does it happen after about 10 years that you get you just walk in and it's there for you?
It's pretty much. It's having a good co-broadcaster, and Jeff Decker is very mechanically oriented while I'm not, so he's just kind of given up on me doing anything like that over the years. So
I was going to say, it's probably more the fact that you can't do it than the fact that he wants to do it.
Exactly, and Jeff likes doing that stuff, and I don't, and Jeff also knows that I have a tendency to destroy things that I touch mechanically, so that's what he does.
Anyway, appreciate you being here. I know you got to run here in a few minutes, but Bob's going to take time out and talk with us today about, I guess it's the youth basketball program here in Vinton County. Bob, how would you describe it? How long has it been going on, and what's your affiliation with it?
I think it's been going on around 25 years, and it's called the Vinton County Youth Basketball League. And it started out, I believe, with about four teams. This year we have 33, and I don't have the exact number. I think we're around 300-plus kids this year, give or take a few. And I started it when I first came here. I always was very fortunate as a kid. I had excellent coaches. My father was always involved in youth sports and noticed they didn't really have one, and I kind of wanted to have an opportunity to stay in the game because I always liked the game, and decided this would be a good thing for the community. The schools were very supportive. And we started it, and the goal is to let all kids play, regardless of ability and our income, and let all kids play, have an opportunity to be part of a team, learn good sportsmanship, et cetera. So it started, it's been around 25 years.
Well, you kind of, my next point that I was going to bring up was kind of what is the purpose, and you just kind of described that there, I think. It's not really to develop Division I athletes or anything like that, is it?
No, the purpose is to keep kids involved in things. And I think you can learn a lot more from sports than just sports. It's you know, most kids aren't going to go on to play even past junior high. And most kids, you know, the opportunity to work with other kids. I think it's been a good thing because the schools have been involved, businesses supported these kids. We see a lot of people coaching. Right now I'm having people coaching that I coached years ago.
Yeah.
And that's good. And the idea is, Division I athletes, they're not going to come along very often. I think in basketball we've had one, in football one, and in baseball none. And the opportunity, we try to stress behavior. First of all, we try to stress academics. That's number one. If you're not doing a job in a classroom, you should not be out there participating in sports, even at this level. If you're misbehaving in school, teach them respect for themselves, their family, the community. I think one thing, if you watch Vinton County athletes play at the high school level, I think they've learned a lot of these lessons through our program, and I think we have the best behaved kids around, boys and girls.
Is that sort of a departure from the Bob Grillo of old? Do you think over the past 20 years you've changed your tune as to what this purpose of this program is?
No, not really. I think when you have your own kids playing, obviously you're a little more competitive maybe, but I think what's always been to keep kids involved. And when I first started, I had absolutely... I was not a judge or anything, but right. I didn't think about the effect that it may have, because when you're out there with kids, it keeps them occupied. You seldom see kids, and I say this all the time, involved in activities such as 4-H, band, sports, ever get in trouble. And I think in juvenile court, I seldom see kids that have been in our program in trouble, because hopefully they've learned a lot of good lessons, first of all, from their family, and then, you know, from their schools, and then hopefully through this program. But it's all about it, in my opinion. It's all about community, and we've been very fortunate and blessed here in Benton County, particularly with our schools, because I think in the TVC Ohio, we're the only school that has our own county league program. Other leagues other schools, you know, you might, if you're fortunate enough to be a kid that, you know, parents will get a travel team together that you can play. If not, the rest of them don't get to play. And that's why I think we've also been pretty good in basketball, boys and girls, because we have huge numbers. As a matter of fact, another school district just approached me through someone yesterday about coming down and talking to their school district about doing the same thing that we do. Yeah. And I think maybe invitation is the best form of flattery, perhaps.
Sure. Do you think if we talk to the Mark Dixons of the world, the Matt Combs of the world, that they would appreciate what you're doing with the young kids?
Oh, I think they would, and I think both of those two guys have been outstanding supporters of the program. Matt's always been real supportive of us playing at halftime. He tries to get us to implement what he wants to run later. Mark is always at games. I was just interviewing him yesterday. Mark is all. I turn around at every youth game, and there's Mark there. And, yes, they're very supportive. They understand it starts at the younger levels. It makes their job a lot easier coaching. And also when you have good kids coming through the system, it makes your job much more fun coaching.
Okay. So there's got to be some cost associated with doing this. I mean, you have refs. You have to throw them a few bucks. I know that's kind of – it's not volunteer, but they don't get paid a lot either.
But we get a lot of volunteer refs, the adults generally, that help out. They're free. Like Jeff Thacker's helped me over the years. Keith Nice has been a great helper myself. We don't charge anything. But the kids – one of my goals is to have some of our high school kids and some kids that recently graduated come back. We don't pay them a lot, but they come back and they went through the program. They saw people do the same thing. It's paying it back. They're good role models when you see, particularly I think when you see your high school athletes, they're seeing those people down there. They're learning how to give something back to the communities people gave them. They act on the floor the way they should act in the high school games. And it's a community thing. Sometimes that's lost on some of the coaches because they're thinking, well, we need to get like real officials here. And I'd say, no, that's really not part of it because it's just about the community saying giving back. And then you, sooner or later, that clicks with people. But that's where we're at.
Don't you think some of the guys that are doing the reffing, that also gives them an appreciation for how tough that is a job to do? And so,
absolutely.
You know, the next Friday night when they're out on the high school basketball court, and that ref may not see things the same way, maybe that'll come back to roost with them that they've encountered the same kind of problem at time or two.
Exactly, and I think it teaches them how to behave. And I think, because I think I mentioned to you last time we talked on the radio about officiating, that I think you learn more about the game of basketball by officiating than you do playing, because you see it from a totally different perspective.
Yep. And so from now until maybe the first weekend in February is when you're playing. You started in December, you mentioned?
Started the first weekend in December, and then our last games are tentatively set for February 8th because we had a snow out the first week. And if you notice the weather, you can usually tell when it's going to snow or have rain because it's usually Friday night, so we got to make a determination whether to have games on Saturday or not. So.
Yeah, you get a little bit of the same kind of pressure that Mr. Brooks and the school does as well.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
But Bob, we commend you on this involvement that you've had over the years in this. I know it's kind of a labor of love. I'm sure there are times when it gets a little frustrating, but, I've never seen anybody else our age walks into a public gathering and is talked to by more kids than you are. It can be a high school or a principal or anything. They walk in, of course, they're respected and so forth. Bob gets the respect, but it's a different kind of respect. These kids love to be around you, and of course, they don't call you Judge Grillo. You are Bob to them as well.
Well, that's why I don't like it when they come to court, because I try to get that respect with them. When they come, I'm going to be mad at them when they come to court, because I mean, we do try to teach them, about behavior. But it's been, I've considered myself very blessed. I mean, it just being around kids is an absolute wonderful thing. I've always had a love of sports, which I inherited from my father, and it's just a beautiful thing being around these kids. There is absolutely no greater thrill than you can get to watch a kid in the second grade making their first basket. It is absolutely the most wonderful thing you could ever imagine. That makes it all worthwhile. All the stuff you can sometimes put up with, people complaining, et cetera, but when the kids get on the floor, you see a kid make their first basket. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, Bob, thanks for being involved with the Vinton County Youth Basketball Program, and thanks for being on Vinton County on the Air.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you very, very much for having me.
Once again, I want to thank Bob Grillo for being our guest today on Vinton County on the Air in episode number 14. As always, I need you to continue to contribute, subscribe, and share information for our show. Contribute show ideas and subscribe via email or via a podcatcher like iTunes or Stitcher, and share, help spread the word about Vinton County on the Air. So until next time, a week from now, the 17th of January, 2014, this is Bruce Knox saying so long and have a great day. We'll see you on the internet.